USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The State Department's Inspector General has called an urgent meeting behind closed doors on Capitol Hill on Wednesday to brief key lawmakers about documents related to Ukraine. The IG operates mostly independent of the State Department and investigates abuse and mismanagement. It doesn't need approval from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to approach Congress with information. Meanwhile, five current and former staffers have been barred from giving statements as part of the House impeachment investigation. In a letter to the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Secretary Mike Pompeo said there's no legal basis for the committee's threat that the failure of the officials to meet their timeline for documents and testimony would constitute obstruction of the impeachment inquiry. He also accused House Democrats of seeking to intimidate State Department officials. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
NCAA student athletes could be paid under a new California law. With the story, here's USA's John Hunt.
California opened the way for college athletes to hire agents and make money from endorsement deals with sneaker companies, soft drink makers, and other sponsors just like the pros. The first in the nation law signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is set to take effect in 2023 and could upend amateur sports in the U.S. and trigger a legal challenge. Here's Haley Hobson, Stanford's top volleyball recruit.
The NCAA has gotten away with being able to exploit the media rights of student athletes, and they generate billions of dollars in revenue from an unpaid labor force.
The NCAA, which called on Newsom to veto the bill, arguing it would destroy the distinction between amateurs and the pros and give California an unfair recruiting advantage. In a statement, the NCAA said it's working to revise its rules on making money off a player's name and likeness.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
USA's Chris Barnes reports Florida teachers can now legally carry guns.
With October's arrival, the new law took effect. It was passed in response to the 2018 mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were killed. Two of the state's largest school districts in Miami and Orlando opted out of the program. There is no idea how many teachers are carrying concealed weapons because they're allowed to remain anonymous. To carry one, staff must pass a background check, a psychological exam, and more than 140 hours of training, Florida becoming the eighth state to allow some teachers to carry weapons in their classrooms.
A federal appeals court has ruled in favor of the FCC's decision to strike down net neutrality, but said the agency can't prevent states from having their own open internet laws. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the decision to repeal the Obama-era law, which treated all Internet data equally and barred Internet service providers from slowing or throttling speeds, blocking access to lawful content and offering fast lanes for larger companies such as Google, Facebook, and Netflix. The panel of judges ruled on a lawsuit against the FCC brought by Mozilla, the company that created Firefox web browser. Supporters of net neutrality say it protects customers from Internet gatekeepers, which could charge premium prices for faster speeds and block content from competitors. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.